what's the main inspiration behind the new album, and where do you see the sort of continuity between? Is it going to be a noticeable old Gerechtigkeitsliga and a new Gerechtigkeitsliga? And if so, what's the, where are the sort of bridges between it? What's new, and what are the original inspiration is still there, or what would you sort of say is the continuity, and what's new in this?
It'll be new in the sense that the sound will definitely be different. It still has the old GL characteristics, but this time it will be a much fuller sound. In the past, we've worked with more minimal elements. Tracks have been quite minimal in the past, and especially at the beginning on our first not album, but even on the first album, it was rather minimalistic, so to speak, and on the maxi it was as well, except maybe for one track on which we used more not just electronic stuff, but also conventional instruments and more percussion. But this one, the mixture of organic sounds and sort of synthetic sounds, instead of having used drum machines this time, we've based everything on percussion, and we've even had a drummer, we've even worked with a drummer who helped us as a guest musician. His name is John Murphy, maybe known to some. Maybe he must be. You probably know.
Ex of Knife Ladder.
Yeah.
Still in Knife Ladder, actually.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I think. And also of SPKI at one point.
Yeah, he played in several, in many many groups over the past 35 years or so.
Let's hear some of Dystopia. The first track we're going to listen to is Justice. Maybe you can just give us an idea about that track.
Justice is a reflection of a cynical reflection of the name of the of our project, of the band Gerechtigkeitsliga. It's really it suits it absolutely perfectly fine.
Thank you.
So the next track that we're listening to from the album is Dystopian Dream, and that seems to be the fullest expression of the dystopia concept.
It does in a way. It certainly reflect the state of London really well, and so far at quite a few of our last concerts, it's for me because I've been singing the vocals, it's worked fairly well because it instantly reminds me of London and my sort of bizarre, twisted relationship with London, which has been going on for quite a few years now. It's moves between hatred and, well, I can't say hatred and love. It used to be a kind of love, but unfortunately, it's become. I have become a hater of London rather. Yeah, I do hate London more than I like it. And the population in general. I'm not talking about any particular minority or just about the attitude of London's population and the permanent rat race. I find it difficult to live in ordinary or to just live an ordinary life in London. It seems impossible. I always seem to be surrounded by negative energy, and that seems to be increasing, and has certainly increased within the last few years. And because of, especially in the last couple of years, I've been to other cities in Europe, and especially to Berlin, and the atmosphere there is certainly different.
And one of the other tracks is called Mindforged Manacles, and that's, you've taken one of Blake's old poems about London and about the alienation that he already felt in London.
Yeah, I'm not
back
surprised.
At that time.
I'm not surprised that he felt it back then, but it's for my liking, it's probably increased at least tenfold.
It's a city of extremes.
It certainly is. Yeah, that's why I used to. The reason why I used to move to London. Why I moved to London. Was because I was fascinated by its extremes. That's what I really, almost loved about it. And unfortunately, I've been here for far too long, and now it's become one of my. The original love has turned to hatred, unfortunately. Just glad I still know a few people here that I do like, and I know that there are a lot of people around who are doing a lot of positive things. I mean, artists as well as filmmakers, and even ordinary people. Well, aren't we all ordinary? Of course we are. I don't want to go into all that now. You're quite right, and I came across it, I was reading it actually by so-called coincidence, but of course it wasn't coincidental that I was reading it when I was reading it, and where I was reading it, because I wasn't reading it in London. I was in between recordings, and in between studio time, and therefore decided to just use a few words and add some of my own and turn it into a cut-up.
Mm.
And it turned out that that didn't work, and I then thought, why not go for the text, the entire poem.
Mm.
And that's what I did, and it seemed to be working quite well, and it can be performed fairly well if I'm in the right mood, or if you're all in the right mood. Depends on the audience. It depends on many things. Depends on my fellow colleagues as well, and it's dependent on the entire atmosphere, of course.
I mean, then, it will be interesting to hear it in London.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wonder what it may sound completely different.
Mm. It'll probably feel different to do it here.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I certainly will. But it's also more about my sanity, really, when I start to say the words, or my sanity seems to be changing.
So when you play at Slime Lights in March, you're going to be presenting Dystopia, which is the new album. And are you planning to play the whole album or parts of it? Or
we will play the whole album. Thanks, by the way, that you enjoyed the clips. Yeah, they were filmed by a professional globe on HD. So, yeah, and he did a good job there. We'll be playing all the tracks from the new album, as well as some improvised stuff. And so, I'm looking forward to it. It won't be the same show as the one in Darmstadt last year, the Zugzwang one. Because we'll only be playing as a duo in London. Mm.
A sort of tradition with GL that every show is quite different.
That's what we are aiming at, definitely aiming at the moment.
Mm.
And we want to change it even more radically in the future, because in the past material was too much based on backing tapes so it was to a certain degree concerts were always restricted. We are using more live instruments again, and trying to work with as little backing material as possible. A little bit is always necessary, unfortunately.
Mm.
Especially if we are only on stage with if I'm only on stage with my colleague and our percussionist Alex missing. And secondly, the tracks will be sounding different compared to the one on the album, because it was quite a rather large production, and we recorded so many tracks on some of the tracks on there. Tracks in terms of technical it would be impossible. We'd need 6-7 musicians in order to recreate it all live.
What's the main inspiration behind the new album, and where do you see the sort of continuity between is there going to be a noticeable old Gerechtigkeitsliga and a new Gerechtigkeitsliga, and if so, what's the where are the sort of bridges between it, what's new, and what are the original inspiration is still there, or what would you sort of say is the continuity, and what's new in this?
It'll be new in the sense that the sound will definitely be different. It still has the old GL characteristics, but this time it will be a much fuller sound. In the past, we've worked with more minimal elements. Tracks have been quite minimal in the past, and especially at the beginning, on our first not album, but even on the first album, it was rather minimalistic, so to speak, on the maxi it was as well, except maybe for one track on which we used more not just electronic stuff, but also conventional instruments and more percussion. But this one, the mixture of organic sounds and sort of synthetic sounds, instead of having used drum machines this time, we've based everything on percussion, and we've even had a drummer. We've even worked with a drummer who helped us as a guest musician. His name is John Murphy, maybe known to some. Maybe he must be. You probably know.
Ex of Knife Ladder.
Yeah.
Still in Knife Ladder, actually.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I think. And also the SPK at one point.
Yeah, he played in several. And many, many groups over the past 35 years or so.
Let's hear some of Dystopia. The first track we're going to listen to is Justice. Maybe you can just give us an idea about that track.
Justice is a reflection of a cynical reflection of the name of the group, of our project, of the band Gerechtigkeitslieder. It's really it suits it absolutely perfectly fine, I think.
Thank you.
the album finishes with End of Time. And
it does, and that again reflects, I think, the title of the album quite well. Dystopia and End of Time. I must admit I have been obsessed with time for a very long time. Ever since I've been alive, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that grew out of all different I have different feelings and philosophies, especially different philosophies and ideas about time. But yeah, we're going through an extremely how can I describe it? Well, we all know that we're going through a severe recession.
Mm.
It may not be that severe yet, or it may not feel severe yet, but I think it's going to become much worse before things will improve, if they will improve. I don't think life as it was will be back to normal as we used to know it. Nevertheless, yeah, just I don't know if you would like to. It's a pretty repetitive text about all different aspects of time.
Mm.
So basically, no, there's no point in me. I'm not a songwriter as such, mm-hmm. anyway. Not too good when it comes to words.
So
short, sort of put short ideas onto paper.
Mm.
And yeah, and try and turn them into. Well, you can't even turn them into lyrics. I'm not a conventional singer either. Never mind about that. Yeah, I beg you. Go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted you.
Is the album completely dystopian, or is there any is it are there any moments of relief or contemplation, or is it a total expression of pessimism?
That depends on the listener. They are a lot of very energetic elements just within each track itself.
Yeah.
That, you know, can be which I read as quite positive and which can give me a lot of energy when I listen to them. Or while it did give me a lot of energy, especially while we recorded them, and did give me a hell of a lot of, which was important.
And is there anger in them too?
Absolutely, yeah. There's more anger in it than anything. But I'm just saying, it is every listener, everyone who listens to it, receives it on a different level. Conceives it differently, and even we would probably rewrite the music if it was down to it. So it also because time is in constant motion, it does sound different, not just sound-wise, but also voice-wise, from concert to concert. I said that before. There are more relaxed pieces in it. Some people may even think that it's really the most conventional and the most relaxed piece we've ever recorded. But I don't. It's up to the.
It'd be interesting to see how it's received a few years ahead.
Oh yeah.
Especially in the light of what may happen.
Exactly,
in the meantime.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. The original album came out at a time of quite severe economic upheaval and social change, and I think this one is coming out at the beginning of a new era of mass upheaval, social change, and extreme tension. Uncertainty.
I don't think
the impression that I get from what I know of the new album so far is that a lot of it is connected to, well, like you say, time, but also uncertainty and fear and just sort of general dissatisfaction. Particularly London being where it is and its role, or the role of a small section of London in the current problems that we now have, this sort of hate towards London that you express as well, I think that could become quite a popular refrain.
I think it will.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
now we've discussed Dystopia, we're now going to hear a long selection of music that interests or inspires Till, and maybe you can just briefly summarise what we're going to hear, or the type of music we're going to hear.
Yeah, it's going to be a selection of things from the early days, when I tracks and music from the early days, pieces from albums that I listened to when I was quite young and started all this, and transpire from there on. Well, it's going to be a general a reflection of some of the music I have been listening to, some of the music within this genre, as well as I listen to all different kind of genres of art. So I don't want to categorize anything here, but this is going to be more about the selector's going to have a lot more to do with the what's become known as sort of industrial, post-industrial ambient.
Yeah. And even a couple of more recent tracks.
There'll be quite a few more recent tracks on there as well. Not too many. Healthy mixture.
We'll put the full track list online before the show. And
end of time.
Yeah, that's the end of time.
Okay.
Other than that. Danke, Till.
Herzlichen Dank auch euch beiden.
Ja.
Yeah. Yeah, very much appreciated.